A Reflection from Father Luis Cezano, Mark 6, 1 through 6. Amazement and Incomprehension. To his native place. Jesus arrived from Galilee, where he'd been well received due to the miracles he'd performed and his teachings, and he wanted to reach his people, his fellow townsfolk. Since he had done well elsewhere, he wanted to reach out to those close to him. The townsfolk were amazed by what he taught, but instead of accepting him and receiving him as the people of Galilee had, they questioned him because they thought they knew him and his family. His father was a carpenter. Many times, you do better with those people who are not close to you than with your own relatives. You can even rely more on friends and neighbors than on your own family. This happens. You know, when I went through difficult times of vocational crisis in 2016, I admit that I found more help in friends who are not even Catholic than in my brothers in faith and even in my brother priests. Of course, it hurts to have your relatives and folks question you and question everything you do. You may have changed the lives of many people, but your nearest and dearest question you and even ridicule you. Of course, it's sad to trust your friends and neighbors more than your own relatives. It's painful to see that when you need help, perhaps it's someone who's not your relative who replies first and is there to help you. Despised. The incomprehension of those who refuse to recognize God in what's familiar and in everyday situations can be very hurtful. It seems that if we're not other people's saviors, we are nobody. Even people in the church look for a holy land to solve their plans, and instead of trusting in God, they look for magic. Often you see this in your close ones and in your family. When you pay their credit card bill, you are the best brother or friend. But when you don't have much money and only invite them for a coffee to talk about life, you are nothing. You are measured by the extraordinary things you do and not by who you are. Don't let yourself be dragged down and keep doing what you must do in life. Not able to perform any miracles. I believe that the apostles learned a great lesson here. Where one would expect to find encouragement, courage, participation, one can find indifference, incomprehension, and even hostility. Often people prefer to renounce God rather than the image they have imagined of him. Therefore, don't seek to satisfy the image that people may have created of you, but rather be yourself and do the good that you have to do. Because many people might turn their back on you, but your relationship with Jesus is what heals and saves. And there are people who need you. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.